Captain Brendan Ford spent 50 years at sea and is now happily retired in Dublin. He's been writing and telling us of some of his memories of those times over the past couple of weeks. Captain Ford has been all over the world several times, but he started his career near his native Arklow back during World War II.
Growing up in Arklow in the 1930s, it was impossible to ignore the sea. Looking out from our house, we could see the Countess of Wicklow Memorial Hospital, a row of rolling sand hills, and some ruins of the Kynock War munitions factory that blew up on the 21st of September 1917, killing about 20 persons. Usually a small ship or two would be at anchor off the pierhead awaiting entrance to the dock. The harbour master lived next door to us, appropriately named Cyclone Desmond. As a young boy, I heard the word Dutchman mentioned. The term had little to do with the people of that country. In fact, it was a modern motor ship, usually sailing under the Dutch flag, with a characteristic shape conveyed by her rigid upright derricks and usually with a small raised bridge superstructure. It was very different from the three-masted schooners owned and manned by my townsmen and family, some uncles and many cousins on my mother's side of the family. My grandfather was an ex-lightshipman, and some of his sons were still at sea on various types of ships. I cannot remember much talk of fishing vessels, with one noteworthy exception, the Don O'Connell, which had helped rescue some of the survivors of the passenger liner Lusitania torpedoed in 1915 off the south coast. My mother told me we left Arklow as a way of deterring her sons from following seagoing careers. But in fact, my father was in the legal profession, and the better prospect available in Dublin was probably the real reason why the family moved there. On the 30th of March 1917, when my mother was still at school, the teacher called her out of the class and told her she was required at home. "Go home, you will be wanted," the teacher said, with no explanation given. At home, she discovered that the Arklow lightship Guillemot, on which her father served, had been sunk off the Wexford coast a few days earlier by a German submarine. Fortunately, her father had not been on duty that day, which the teacher would not have known. Nevertheless, the memory of that day never left my mother, and she regularly told us this story, obviously conscious of the dangers of the sea, especially in wartime. In 1933, during the Economic War, a number of sailing vessels were laid up in Arklow, including a three-masted sailing vessel, or schooner, called Happy Harry. She had been built at Milham near Borough-in-Furness in 1894 and was owned by a local mining company, bringing cargoes of iron ore from Milham and returning with coal. Later, she was bought by some Arklow ship owners. Eventually, she was equipped with a 100 horsepower engine, which enabled her to resume trading on Irish-British coastal voyages. Captain James Keg Hagen, my mother's brother, was a part owner of the vessel and was in command. She spent years bringing coal to Ireland and returning to Britain from Arklow with pit props. World War II began in 1939, and as a result, Happy Harry had the word Éire and our national tricolour flag painted large on both sides of the vessel to let the world know that she and Ireland were neutral. All Irish ships had to do this, which did not always protect them from a German torpedo. Witness the sinking of the Irish Pine on the 15th of November 1942, 2 days from Boston, with the loss of a 33 crew. The captain of the attacking submarine U-608 made no note in his diary of seeing the Irish neutrality markings. In 1943, Happy Harry was regularly in Dublin, carrying cargoes of firewood from Arklow, making about 24 trips from January to July in that year. I was age 11 at the time and was attending school with a merino. Captain Hagen, Uncle Jem to me, was visiting my mother and somehow my elder brother Frank, and I managed to get the okay to join him on the Happy Harry sailing from Dublin to Arklow. We sailed south early next morning. It was the August bank holiday weekend. It was a great adventure for us two boys to sail on a real schooner at this period. Apart from the romance of sailing, there was the very real danger of enemy action. I was really thrilled to be under sail on the schooner. As we crossed Dublin Bay, one of our National Marine Service motor torpedo boats came near and hailed us. We had a marine service at that time. The title Navy was to come in 1947. I remember the pride we felt in seeing the modern motorised torpedo boat. Very difficult to get hold of at this time, as Britain being at war needed all the ships they could get. We passed south inside Docky Island under sail, possibly using our engine as well, and as we entered the Irish Sea, I began to regret my enthusiasm for seafaring. I experienced the pangs of extreme seasickness, such as I never did again in my entire seagoing career. My brother Frank, who like myself would later serve on ships all over the world, was unaffected by this and seemed to be exempt.
Brendan Ford on the start of his 50 years at sea.